We want to take time out, time to say thank you, Father. Hello, this is Brother Branch, your host and servant of the Lord. I want to welcome each of you to the Voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast. Voices from both sides of the wall. This is a Christ-centered ministry, bringing hope in Jesus Christ to both sides of the wall, letting the voices of the shackle and unshackle shout out. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let the voices of the shackled and unshackled shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer. Deuteronomy 8:3. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. This is episode number 19, Consumed by Fire. Father God, we invite your Holy Spirit, Lord, to once again teach us, settle in our heart your righteousness, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, order our steps, Lord, that we might be ready for your soon coming, that we might partake of that heaven that you promised us, Lord, that we, Lord, look forward to your soon coming. Help us to be a witness to someone, Lord, to study thy word, to invite your Holy Spirit. So now, Lord, come sup with us, that your Holy Spirit may teach us according to thy word, that the richness in your word may grow in our heart. Bless those that may hear those messages today. Keep us, forgive us for our sins. In your holy, holy, blessed name, we ask these things. Amen and amen. Wilson wants to thank you, God. Deacon Monroe Pace said thank you, Father. Marvin Watkins said thank you, Lord. Apostle David Kramer said thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you, Jesus. Oh, that you brought us through, Jesus. Seen us through, Lord. Ups and downs in life, ups and downs in ministry, but somehow you've made a way. We want to thank you, Jesus. Can I wave my hand tonight? Thank you, thank you, Lord. Let me Spencer Taylor said, you mighty sweet God. He said it something like this, you mighty sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Singing hasn't always been easy, Jesus. But somehow, Lord, you continue to bless, redeem. Right now, I want to say thank you, Jesus. Let me say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. 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 Thank you, redeem. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, special music time.
Remembering when love was just a fantasy and never thought it could come true. Until the day when you, O Lord, delivered me.
Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. This is episode number 19, Consumed by Fire from God. We're reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 6, the NLT, New Living Translation. And I will rain down fire on Magog and on all your allies who live safely on the coast. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Even the most powerful nations, the most mighty men of God, were consumed by fire from God. Why? They were consumed because of their sins. God is a consuming fire. Why? Because of sin. Fire is a purification, cleansing everything, ridding the world and God of sin. Do we need a purification in our hearts, a purification and a change of our lives? Do we need God to come down and purify us, for we are unable to do it ourselves. Exodus 3, verse 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. When God comes down to change our lives, even though it may be as a burning bush, the cleansing process may not consume us. The cleansing process will consume the sin that is within us if we give that sin to Jesus. If we decide that we want a change in our heart, a change in our walk, a change in who we are, we want to invite the Holy Spirit to come in, consume that sin, cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. Zechariah 13, verse 9, reading from the English Standard Version. And I will put this third into the fire and refine them as one refines silver and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is my God. Is the Lord your God? Do we need to be tried and tested? Do we need God to come down as refining us, as he refines silver? And then once the refining takes place, there's a testing that takes place to make sure we meet the quality that needs to be met. Only God can come and refine us in a process in which we're not totally consumed, yet we're changed. Then, and only then, do we recognize God is our God, and we will call out to him and say, God, the Lord, is my God. We are God's people, and we want God to be our God. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, English Standard Version. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes through its tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, we have to be tested in our faith. Things will come our way where we'll have to stand up. We'll have to take an action, either for or against Jesus. And without having that personal relationship, without having that genuine faith in Jesus, then we will not stand the test. We'll not be able to give Jesus the honor, the praise, the glory that he deserves. For we will abandon him because of the lack of genuineness in our faith. Let us now come boldly to the throne of Jesus, claiming, renewing our faith that it may be genuine and more precious than gold. Tried and tested, we have been refined by Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 4, verse 24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. See, God does not want to share our heart with someone else. God does not want to share our affection with someone else. God wants to be first in our lives. God says he is jealous when we decide that someone else or something else is more precious in our sight than he is. God says, I should be number one in your life. Return unto me, make me number one. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire and a jealous God. Hebrews 12, 29. For our God is a consuming fire. Over and over and over, we read in the scriptures about a consuming fire. When a fire is consuming, everything in its path is totally destroyed. There remaineth nothing, for the fire has totally consumed, destroyed, removed every trace of whatever was there. So God says, come to me in love. Seek me. Let me be the precious thing of your heart and not have to deal with me as a consuming fire. For God wants none of us to perish, none of us to be caught up in that consuming fire. But God gives us a choice. He leaves it up to me. He leaves it up to you. Choose who you will serve, and then accept the results of your choice. Psalms 97, verse 3. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. See, we're either for God or against God. And if we're against God, then we're enemies to God. And God says he sends forth a fire that burneth up his enemies. Let us not be caught on the wrong side of the track, on the wrong side of the road, on the wrong side of victory. Let us be caught up on the safe side of Jesus Christ. Let us be glorious servants of Jesus and not his enemies. Leviticus 10, verse 1 and 2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and ordered and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. A consuming fire went out before God and consumed, devoured, removed these two individuals. These are preachers' sons. They have been told what to do, how to do, yet they were disobedient. And because of their disobedience, bringing strange fire into the sanctuary, understanding what God had given them and directed them and showed them, they became disobedient. And because of their disobedience, they were devoured. Strange fire they brought in, and God, with his fire, devoured them, put an end to them. Let us not suffer the same consequences. 2 Peter 3:10. We're reading from the New Living Translation. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the elements and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. The wages of sin is death. Seek the Lord and have heaven at your footstep, looking for eternal life only through Jesus Christ. It says that the day of the Lord will come as an unexpected thief. See, no one sits and waits for a thief to break into their home. The thief plots and plans to come when you're not there, when you're not expecting, when you're away, when your mind is somewhere else. The Lord uses this example for us to guard our house, that is, our mind, guard our hearts, with keeping him at the forefront, never ever letting our mind wander off to something else, following something strange rather than following the Lord. For we will get caught up in those things that are distracting us from the Lord. And before you know it, Jesus has come, and we are found ill-prepared, and we too will be caught up and disappear in the fire of the judgment of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we were unprepared. We have to deal with the consequences of sin. The consequences is death. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Those of us that are found to be in Jesus will get to see this awesome sight, this new heaven, for the current one will no longer be. The new earth, for the current one, would have been devoured. But the righteous shall have this inheritance we should be seeking each and every day, this inheritance of eternal life God has promised us. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you are saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God has a gift for each one of us. This gift can only be found in Jesus Christ. This gift is nothing we can earn. This gift comes directly from our God. It says by grace, something we did not earn. God, in his mercy and grace, says we are saved, saved because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Nothing we can do other than grow our faith in Jesus. For he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus directs your path to salvation. You cannot do it on your own. John 14, 1 through 3, verse 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Promises, promises, promises. Says, let not your heart be troubled. Set trouble aside. Why? Because we believe in God. And Jesus says, if you believe in God, in my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions indicate that there is room for me. Unlike when Jesus was born, there was no room in the inn. But here he promises many mansions. So it's up to me to go and claim my mansion. Because Jesus says, if it were not so, he would have told us. But here he tells us, in my Father's house are many mansions. Then it is so important to Jesus that he himself goes and prepares a place for me. He came and died for me. Now he prepares a place for me. Oh, what an awesome love Jesus has for me. And he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Wherever Jesus is, he wants me to be there with him. This is his promise, for he says that where I am, there you may be also. Let's avoid the consuming fire and enjoy the eternal life. Let's avoid the jealousy of God and make God our first love. For God wants us to be where he is. God wants none of us to perish. God wants eternal life for each one of us. Let us seek the Lord each and every day. Our heads are bowed as we invite the Holy Spirit to close out this part of our special message today. Father God, we pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that through the Holy Spirit our eyes might be open, the words of your holy scriptures would be made clear, that we can see you in every passage, that we can see the awesomeness of your love, that we can seek you in all we do each and every day. Strengthen us that we may walk according to thy word. Order our steps in such a way that we will step in the path of righteousness. Lead us to all your truth, for you are the way. Through you is eternal life. Help us, Lord, to achieve that, for of it ourselves we cannot do. Have mercy on each one of us. Continue to bestow your blessings upon my fellow brothers. Bless them and their families. Order their steps. Build a hedge around each one of them. And Lord, when you soon and very soon come, gather them up in your arms, that they too may be in heaven, in that mansion that you've promised each and every one of us. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to the voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast. Shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer thee. Until next time, God willing, remember Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.